The call to worship. Jesus said, I did not come to invite virtuous people, but sinners. Merciful God, we do not dare to come to your table, trusting in our own good works or goodness and virtue. We come because we are sinful people and need forgiveness. We come because we are hungry for life and need to be fed. We come because Christ has invited us sinners. We come in gratitude and wonder to offer our very selves to you in worship and adoration.
Father, accept our praise.
Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. The responsive reading of the Passover account. The Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in Egypt.
This month,
give these instructions to the whole community of Israel. On the 10th day of this month, each man must choose either a lamb or a young goat for his household.
If his family is too small to be a whole animal, he and his next door neighbor may share an animal in proportion to the number of people and the amount that each person can eat.
You may choose a sheep or a goat, but it must be a one-year-old male without any defects.
Then on the evening of the 14th day of the month, the whole community of Israel will kill the animals.
The people are to take some of the blood and put it on the doorposts and above the doors of the house in which the animals are to be eaten. Do not eat any of it raw or boiled, but eat it roasted, whole, including the head and the legs and the internal organs.
You must not eat any of it until morning. If any is left over, it must be burned.
You are to eat it quickly, for you are to be dressed for travel with your sandals on your feet and your walking stick in your hand. It is a Passover festival to honor me, the Lord.
On that night, I will go through the land of Egypt, killing every firstborn male, both human and animal, and punishing all the gods of Egypt. I am the Lord.
The blood on the doorpost will be a sign to mark the house in which you live. When I see the blood, I will pass over you and will not harm you when I punish the Egyptians.
You must celebrate this day as a religious festival to remind you of what I, the Lord, have done. Celebrate it for all time to come.
The scripture lessons, Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. A reading from St. Luke, chapter 22. And when the hour was come, Jesus sat down, and the 12 apostles with him. And he said unto them, with desire, I have a desire to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof, until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. And then he took the bread, gave thanks, broke it, gave it to them and said, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. So far, we continue with hymn 310. Please be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace from our triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
My sermon theme this evening is the Lord's Supper. And it's based upon the gospel reading, especially the words of institution. Please be seated. Before Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper, he celebrated with his disciples the ancient feast of the Passover, which was a feast of remembrance, how God redeemed his people from the bondage of Egypt. The Lord's Supper, too, is a feast of remembrance. After the institution of the Lord's Supper, Jesus said, This do in remembrance of me. Christ has delivered us from the bondage far worse than slavery in Egypt. For by nature we are the slaves of sin, death, and in cooperation with the devil. St. Paul says, As by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all, for all have sinned. Because of sin, all of us by nature are subject to the devil, as well as subject to eternal death in the realms of hell. As little as the children of Israel could free themselves from their life of slavery, so little can anyone free themselves from sin and from death. But Christ did deliver us. John the Baptist pointed to Jesus and said, Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. As the Passover lamb was without blemish and without spot, so Jesus was holy, undefiled, separate from sinners. He kept God's law perfectly for us as our substitute. But more than that, he was God's great sacrificial lamb offered on the altar of the cross for the sins of the world. He took upon himself the punishment of our sins. He took upon himself our complete guilt. He gave his body and shed his blood for us. The writer of Hebrews says this: He entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Isaiah says he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed from sin. And now the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, has cleansed us from all of our sins. Just as the blood on the doorposts of the houses of Israel and Egypt saved them from the angel of death, so the blood of Jesus Christ saves us from eternal death, eternal damnation. For there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. That's us. That's us gathered here this evening. It is the great love of Christ that we ought to think about every time that we celebrate the Lord's Supper. Our hearts should swell with joy every time that we hear the words, "This is my body given for you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you." For these words assure us that we have been redeemed through the holy, precious blood of Christ, the Son of God. But the Lord's Supper is not only a memorial to God's grace. It is also a gift of God for us Christians here now at this very moment. Christ's intention, as he instituted the Lord's Supper, was to give his disciples an abiding gift of grace now, not somewhere in the future. Jesus said, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." And then he took the cup and said, "This cup is a new testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of your sins." In these words, Jesus assured the disciples that they were indeed receiving the body and blood in a supernatural manner. And what a blessing the Lord's Supper is for us. We have the guarantee that our sins are forgiven. We hold the body of Christ in our hands. We sip the blood of Christ with our mouth. How eager we are to receive the sacrament frequently, to have the assurance of God's love in the forgiveness of all of our sins, thought, word, and deed. The Lord's Supper ought to remind us of the day when we will join the company of the redeemed to be with Christ forever and ever in the joys of heaven. The fellowship we now enjoy is only a foretaste of what is to come. Then our body shall be made like Christ's glorious body. We shall be forever with the Lord in the joys of heaven. As we continue to celebrate the Lord's Supper for the forgiveness of our sins and the strengthening of our faith, may it fill our hearts with joy and peace as we reflect upon Christ's death for us, for the forgiveness of sins, and the blessings of eternal fellowship with Christ and all of his redeemed. Amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us forever. Amen. And please be seated. We continue with our litany on kindness on page 4. O Lord, on that first Maundy Thursday evening, when you were so weighed down with the events that were destined from eternity to occur, you still cared for your followers and showed them kindness.
Give to us the Spirit's fruit of kindness, O Lord.
You took the towel and the basin. You stooped down to wash the disciples' feet.
Give to us the Spirit's fruit of kindness, O Lord.
Although death was at hand, you pointed beyond death and showed the mansions of our Father's house.
Give to us the Spirit's fruit of kindness, O Lord.
Although hatred would soon have its way for a time, you pointed to the great command, love one another even as I have loved you.
Give to us the Spirit's fruit of kindness, O Lord.
Although your friends would this night abandon you and flee, you promised them, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. Although your friends this night would not even stay awake to pray, you prayed the great high priestly prayer for them and for us.
Give to us the Spirit's fruit of kindness, O Lord.
And then, in the deepest kindness of all, you broke the bread and shared the cup. You gave them, you give us, yourself, your true body and blood. Let us rend our hearts and not our garments, and turn to the Lord our God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness. Amen.
Amen.
We prepare for Holy Communion, confession. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee our sins and iniquities, that I have ever offended thee, but a temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I bow to the boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and persistent to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
And please be seated. Hymn 309. Please rise for the words of institution. Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it. This cup is a new testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Amen.
And please be seated.
True blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of your sins.
Take
some true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of your sins. May this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. in the Lord's peace.
Amen. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that was given to death for the forgiveness of our sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Christ, the very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen.
And please rise for prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank and praise you that you have again refreshed us with the gift of your holy body and holy blood in this comforting holy sacrament. May thy Holy Spirit be a source of comfort to the penitent, a means of enrichment to the poor in spirit, to the sick, a sweet relief from the bitterness of pain, and to the dying, a pledge of their eternal inheritance with the saints in heaven. Abide in thy church with thy gracious presence, and let her at all times be a faithful keeper and dispenser of all the heavenly treasures entrusted to her for those who believe in you. Bless the right use of the means of grace wheresoever men keep the remembrance of your death till you come again. And let the Holy Word and the Holy Sacrament strengthen our souls during the days of our pilgrimages here on earth, until hereafter we shall partake of thy supper with you in the Father's kingdom. Amen.
Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless with the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.
Amen.